And that was our classy intro music.
Thank you, Stacey.
Yes,
you.
No problem.
Bravo!
That would be The Masses Against the Classes by Manic Street Preachers.
Why exactly do you sound like
a golf commentator?
It's her radio voice. It's her radio voice.
That's my radio voice. And my golf commentator voice. I think I would make an excellent golf commentator.
I think our fan
would
appreciate that.
Okay, hang on.
Alright, are we good with the microphone?
Yeah. I just
want to
get it.
Okay.
Alright, we're good.
So okay, we're good.
Fiddle with it. Yes.
Woo!
Hi.
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 Talia has we actually have a fan now.
Yeah, we do. Well, not that we haven't actually put up any of our podcasts.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, Stacey, you should probably get on that.
Well, it's probably expensive, so I have to figure out a cheap way to do that, and I haven't had the chance.
Yes, you have.
Because you've been sitting around doing absolutely nothing.
Because you've been seeing us for like every minute of
every
day.
Yes, exactly. Well, that would be. So don't yell at me.
Why?
Because it's not nice.
Anyways, so our fan's name is Adam. Hi, Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Hi, Adam.
And he's really cool. He lived in Saugeen with me. And he's been bugging me to put up our podcast, which in turn I said that I would bug Stacey. And this is me bugging Stacey.
On your behalf, Adam,
thank you for being a fan.
Dude, if there's like a monthly charge or something,
yeah, well, considering that we're not going to pay a monthly charge, so, anyways.
Or any charge.
Yeah, that would suck the arse. We had to pay a charge to listen, to have three people listen to our ramblings.
Yeah.
Wow, listen to a question in this book.
No.
Wait, okay, just, we have to. Do you do things alone without your partner to satisfy your needs?
Yeah, I know. It's, yeah.
Shouldn't it's an interesting book. To Katie and not you?
No, because she, when I was dating
Colin.
I
like how it was just sitting on your counter. Like, in the kitchen.
Well, I know.
I
put it out in there.
It's called Tips for Smart Love.
And we found it on Stacey's counter.
And there's a really cool recipe in here.
Let's not read it. It's so boring.
The recipe is great.
Oh, my God.
The recipe to become lovers, actually. The ingredients are two people. One part of attraction.
Why two people?
Because that's what it says.
Oh, to become lovers.
One part of communication,
what about polyamory?
The recipe, two parts of listening, a dash of humor, 6 or 8 eye contacts, a pinch of togetherness, and a heaping measure of self-confidence. Direction. In a romantic setting of your choice, place the two people. Add in attraction and gradually mix in eye contact. Blend in humor,
oh my God.
Self-confidence, and stir delicately.
I'm going to go get a glass of water.
Add in communication and listening and let sit for a moment. Delicately sprinkle some togetherness and garnish with your imagination and your wildest dreams. You'll see it's magic. Bon appetit. Wow, that doesn't imply anything.
Yeah.
Caress seen by a girl. Tenderness. Guy, it's
that's
hot.
So horrible and
smart lovers. Good vibrations. Condom seen by girl. It's embarrassing. Guy, like showering with clothes on. Smart lovers to make love last. Oh wow.
I don't understand this.
It's like different how like different people.
Guy, I beat my record.
Pleasure. Girl,
marvelous. He's so cute.
Oh my
God. What's the common rate of this?
I hope it's probably pretty recent.
I hope it's not like this year.
Yeah.
2006. That'll March.
Hang on. Man, see?
No.
Printed on recycled paper. Cool.
Yeah, that is cool. I mean, it is kind of helpful, I guess, if you're like.
Kate, I think that would be helpful if someone made something like that, but it was actually truthful. Not.
And it wasn't like stupid like this?
Yeah.
Well,
it
begins when fear disappears.
Well, I. I think that's, I don't know, there's an element of truth
to
that.
Maybe fear's your bag.
I'm trying to think of what situation that would be.
Hi, we find ourselves in embarrassing
Can we not read through this right now? Okay, enough.
Here are a few tips.
So basically, tips for safe love, and we have gone out of order on the list. Thanks,
well,
guys.
That's okay.
Oh, no.
Funny.
So tips at for least safe you, love
at
is...
At least we weren't like, what should we do on the list now? We just went into something.
Yes, yeah. That's fine. But tips for safe love, I feel like it's a little hokey and a lot...
A little?
A little hokey and a lot heterosexist.
Yeah, but it's funny.
Okay, it's a lot hokey.
It's a lot hokey. Really, anyone who takes things like that, like, uber seriously, just don't.
Even if they'd given that to me when I was in fifth grade, I still would have laughed at it.
I don't think I would have had the...
I think
I wouldn't have remembered it.
I think people in my school would have been like, it says sex.
I think we all would have been like that.
Because back in grade 5, boys still had cooties. Actually, boys still have cooties. If you're a boy and you're out there, you've got cooties.
Adam,
stay away.
You have cooties, man.
Except Adam, when you give me my pop tabs. Unless, of course, you want to make that rival wheelchair that you talked about.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah, that's the
rival wheelchair guy?
Yeah. That's rival wheelchair. For those of you who aren't Adam, what basically happened is I collect pop tabs, and so Adam drinks an insane amount of pop. And so I was like, hey, Adam, I collect pop tabs to make a wheelchair for, like, needy kids. And he was like, okay, so I'll keep them for you. And then
for perfectly healthy kids.
Perfectly able-bodied poor children.
Who like a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what happened was some days...
Well, they don't have bikes.
Sometimes I would get lazy and, like, not want to walk down the 3 stairs to his floor. And so he would send me messages over MSN, and he would be like, if you don't come down to your pop tabs, I'm going to start a rival wheelchair. So I'm like, okay, so the kids will have 2 wheelchairs, and that's not cool. Why?
See, the real threat would have been, like, if you don't get them off for them.
Yeah, Ooh. Yeah. No, now he's going to do that. Thanks.
I'm sure he won't,
actually.
That's not.
Well, if he does, we'll talk about it on our podcast.
Out of you, bitch!
Except he's not a bitch. He's pretty cool.
All right, well, then we won't. It won't come down to that.
Yeah, so yeah. Basically, what I'm going to say to you now, Adam, is that we're going to stop talking about you, but you're still cool, and see you next year.
Just because we're not talking about you doesn't mean you're not cool.
Oh, that was not necessary. You don't need to boost your ego
anymore. I love my radio voice.
You should talk all the time.
No, that would just be creepy. And people would be like, what the hell happened to your voice? I'd be like,
I got a sex change.
I'd like to be called Steve now.
Who I lost in Kayla.
What?
it's from Eddie Izzard. He's making fun of, like, how in his Latin class they used to have to listen to tapes of it, and they made up the accent because nobody remembers what the Latin accent was like, you know, when people actually used to speak Latin when it wasn't a dead language.
That was back in days of yore, as Rachel Green likes to say.
Yes.
In colonial times. And yesteryear.
Yesteryear.
But really, it's all the pottery barn.
Yeah. Oh,
pottery barn.
Yeah. Shut down. Done. Bye.
Shut down. Okay. So, anyway, it was just funny because they had, like, a floaty accent. And he was like, if Romans sounded like that, you know, the invasion of Gaul would not be the same. And they're like, hello? Are you the Gauls? Oh, well, we're the Romans. It was funny. Funnier when you hear him say it, I think.
Probably.
Yeah.
Or enter gender-neutral pronoun here.
Zer.
He's a transvestite.
Zer.
What's the difference between a transvestite and a transsexual?
Is somebody who dresses up in women's clothing. Transsexual is somebody who's actually had the operations. Transgender is somebody who wishes to emulate the opposite sex and wishes to be the opposite sex.
So, like, so dress. Brie prior to the sex change was transvestite and after
transgender. Sexual? If you feel like you were born in the wrong body, transvestite is basically like a guy who wants to be a guy, just likes dressing up in women's clothing. You feel like you were born in the wrong body.
So then. Steve on Drew Carey, like his brother.
I'm sorry, Drew Carey, for not liking that show. You reference it an awful lot.
Well, I don't like the show, but like it was on, and my brother watched it often. And
dude, you're the older sibling. You don't like know.
I know, but I mean,
your brother always does that to
you. You know what?
Your brother.
It's the same in my
household. trying to enter the story here.
Oh, sorry.
Well, when I was watching...
And go.
When I was watching TV with my sister, we would always have to share shows. And actually, we ended up watching a lot of the same things. Otherwise, our parents would yell at us. So, like, a lot of TVO, a lot of Magic School Bus, which we both enjoyed.
I love that show.
Arthur, which we both enjoyed.
Still enjoy.
I can't watch it anymore. I feel like
It's Arthur. How do you stop watching Arthur? You're so weird. No.
I used to watch it every day while I was getting ready for school, like, in grade 11.
Mm-hmm.
I still watch it.
Come back and tell us about episodes of Arthur. It was the one where, like, Arthur and Francine, blah, 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 blah.
And I was like, I remember that one. And then we talked about
Arthur. I never watched it when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't watch kids' shows. Well, like I said, I watched some kids' shows.
I watched a lot of kids' shows with my sister, and then, like, when I was over at my dad's on weekends, I would watch, like, Investigative Reports, American Justice, Law and Order, and, Quincy Jones. Not Quincy
and
Jones,
that's
oh my god.
And that's Stacey the political activist.
Quincy, MD, you know, with Jack Klugman. And, like, Columbo, McLeod.
Oh, yeah.
That Rock Hudson show. Macmillan and Wife. But not ever, like, Murder, She Wrote, for some reason.
That show creeped me out at all.
Really? Why?
It's
good.
I don't know.
I appreciate it more now than I did then.
Never have
I like how I always liked how it was Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah.
It was Murder, comma.
Murder, She Wrote.
The hills are alive with the sound of music. I like how the little bubbles on the screen just went like,
wow, I was watching our reflection in the window, and all our heads were like just so jumping.
That's because
we're so cool.
My scone!
Way to jump in late.
Yeah, sorry, I was swallowing.
That was really gross. Something you don't normally do.
No, I don't. Ew, swallowing's gross. Hey, that's our next topic!
Should it be?
You can't add to the list. If it's the next topic,
okay.
It's on the list.
We've covered tips for safe love. Oh, we haven't done sliding scale of suicide, but don't worry, we'll get to that.
No, but I don't think we don't have to cover stuff on the list because then it'll flow better if we actually can just talk without.
Yeah, I know.
Well, okay. I think we flow into stuff on the list pretty well.
Why are we talking about this? This isn't very funny.
Yeah, no, it's not. Unless they're like, oh man, these people are so dumb and boring.
Except I really kind of do want to talk about smoking in public.
Yes, smoke in public.
So stupid.
No, don't smoke in public, but talk about smoking in public.
Yes.
Smoking in public.
So we were at Dairy Queen and we were sitting on the side because that's what you do and then that's Dairy Queen. And we were downwind of somebody who was smoking, even though there's a new law that you can't smoke in public, which means that you can't smoke outside of the Dairy Queen. You can't smoke outside. No, you cannot smoke in parks. You cannot smoke in front of Dairy Queen. You cannot smoke on the street. You can smoke in your own house.
Yeah, we get the point.
And I was just mad that we were inconvenienced because somebody else decided they would like to kill themselves.
Yes, we were downwind from a smoker. And I think if you're a smoker and you're smoking in public and already breaking a bylaw, then you should just sit downwind. But this guy was like up at the end of the tables, like the entire row. So everybody, and you know, it was a busy night at Dairy Queen.
Yeah. Every night at Dairy Queen.
And it was
the only thing to do
and done. And then we wanted to go over the... To him and yell at him, but none of us had any balls.
No, well, I didn't want to go over and yell at him. I wanted to go by and, like, pretend to, like, have a crazy, like, coughing fit and be like...
That would have been really funny.
Yes,
I wanted to go over and ask him if he was actually aware that there was a new smoking bylaw, because maybe he actually
probably would have said no and was like, hey, I'm sorry. And
why does he have an accent, man?
I don't know.
Apparently he's English.
To differentiate between... Notch.
Well said.
Thank you.
So if you're a smoker, don't smoke in public because, well,
Leah will kick your ass.
You made your decision to smoke. I made my decision to live. And frankly, we shouldn't have a conflict there. Well, if I'm going to die, I don't want to die second.
We
smoke.
Are young!
No.
It's not Benatar.
Notch.
Come on.
Notch.
Love is a battlefield.
Notch.
All right, stop.
Hey, don't.
Notch!
Now I can't say anything.
Uh-huh. All right. So, triple S.
Triple S.
Triple S.
Sliding scale of suicide!
We also came up with this while we were at Dairy
Queen. The greatest epiphany we've done that, so not when you're stoned.
Oh, yeah! Because he was, you know, smoking, smoking is death. And death, so we were like, that's yeah. public suicide.
Yeah, and then I was like, public suicide is bad. Cool.
And I was like, oh, well, near there is private suicide. So we created a scale.
And I think we should turn it into a... Never mind. Don't steal my idea.
Turn it into a what?
You never nothing, know, Adam. Nothing. Adam might steal
our,
the idea.
Our listener might steal the idea. So you'll know when you see it.
Or hear it?
Anything that you yes, see that has triple S on it, you will understand that we created that, and yeah. we are amazing. And by we, I mean
or, and if we were Mr. Cool. a teacher at our school who taught us math in grade 10.
Goplin!
Shut up!
Why?
Don't say his last name.
Why?
Because.
How he's gonna listen?
Wow, you were no, so, because you were so bad at that. Stacey was obviously trying to say who was without saying his name. You're like, Coughlin!
Or we could just call him Sea Daddy.
Ah! Sea Daddy.
Okay, Sea Daddy.
Chuck.
Okay, so we'll call him Chuck because we've graduated.
That's what Ken calls him.
Well, Ken is not his student.
I like
so,
how I've
and therefore is able to call teachers.
You'll call
by their
them
first name.
Mr. Smith and Mr. Lawson, not Bruce and
Paul. Stop using last names! Okay, Lawson and Smith.
I started calling Mrs. Lawson Jennifer, but then it was just weird.
No, don't! Not the last name, but the first name! Oh my god!
Jennifer Lawson.
Shut up! Oh, we're gonna be... If they get stalkers now, it's gonna be our fault! We're gonna get sued!
Stacey,
get arrested!
Calm down, A. Part A is simmer. Part B, they're not gonna have stalkers, and part C,
no one
do you think they're ever gonna listen to this?
No, I'm not worried about them listening to it. I mean, they're obviously saying nice stuff about them.
Wait, why are we talking about them getting stalkers? It's not gonna be like someone's like, oh, I heard a name, I should stalk them.
Well, it's not saying
clearly. Adam, who is our only listener who lives in Brampton, is gonna go stalk them.
Adam, well, who? What's his last name?
Sorry, Adam, Lena just did a funny thing.
What'd you do?
That we could not announce on radio.
Because we actually know that Adam is listening, and that was not a cool noise.
What
were we talking
hey,
about?
Hey, the test bar is back.
It was always...
No, it wasn't.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So, anyway, sliding show scale of suicide. So, public suicide is the bad.
It's the non-coolest.
And what... Where does,
what's
like...
the coolest?
Oh, should attempted suicide be on the sliding scale of suicide?
Well...
Because it is... But, I mean...
Like, attempted suicide in the sense that, like, you attempted it and you really wanted it to work and it just didn't for some reason?
Yeah.
Or, like,
yeah.
attempted
it's actually
suicide,
really
like, you wanted to pretend like you did to get the attention?
No. That's the least cool. No, because it's actually really, really hard to fully... You have to work really hard. You have to have good luck... And
you mean bad luck?
No, to actually
if you are set
to actually to for suicide to actually work, you have to have a combination of good luck and B really know what you're doing.
This is the recipe for good suicide.
I like the tips for smart love better personally. That's just how I feel though. So don't. Oh,
don't try suicide. No one cares.
Oh.
Queen song.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Bad Queen.
I know.
Queen is awesome.
I heard that song when I was still really emo, and I was like, it's not cool.
You were emo?
I was emo for us. I was emo in the non-trendy sense.
Okay. So you didn't have, like, the pink Argyle?
No.
And call yourself emo?
No.
I kind of like pink Argyle, though. I think it's
but
cute.
Do you wear pink Argyle and go, I'm so emo?
So
no,
emo.
I don't think most emo kids
so
go, I'm so emo.
Emo.
Really? Because...
Well, they don't say I'm
well,
so emo.
They almost
and in that
sad
voice.
To acknowledge
it. Yeah, they're like, no, I feel bad because I'm so part of the mainstream.
Don't get over yourself.
She sounded so angry. Oh, get over yourselves. Oh, Liam.
I know, I'm so cool.
Liam.
I'm awesome.
You are.
And
so,
say for the record that I am so cool.
Yeah, is your Hebrew name Leah?
It's Leah, Brucha Leah, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Pretty
I wish
classy.
I was going to say, I wish I had a Hebrew name, but I do.
Hebrew my name.
Hebrew my name.
Hebrew? Stephanie. I hardly know him.
Oh, speaking of which, okay.
Oh.
Leah's dad today at dinner was talking about camels.
I don't know. It's my
And bad. He was talking about humps, and he said, yeah, something about humps. And then I turned to Leah. I'm like, you know what Stasia would say if she was here? But Leah didn't know. What Stacey would say, Humper,
I hardly know her!
And she would have said that at my dinner table. Thanks, thanks, buddy.
No, I wouldn't have. I just would have been like...
Oh, you know what made me laugh so hard, too? Okay. Daniel poured Leah's dad. Daniel is Leah's brother. He poured Marvin a beer. And he's like, look, no head on it. And then, wait, it gets better. And then Marvin's like, there's supposed to be some head on it. And then... And then Daniel's like, oh, I thought there wasn't supposed to be any head. My goal was to not get any head. I'm like, wow. That's not most teenage boys' goals.
Oh, man. My family is, like,
oblivious.
So funny. Yes. Oh, where's the potatoes?
Yeah.
So my brother had to clean off some potatoes for dinner and didn't know where they were, which he's 15 and, like, I don't know where the potatoes are under the sink.
That's I didn't know. Oh, well. I guess it doesn't matter.
You don't really live in Leah's house.
Yeah. This is true.
Because every time we go to get potatoes, we reach under the sink. And Tony's like, where are the potatoes? I'm like, under the sink. What do I put the potatoes on at 400 degrees?
What do I use to clean the potatoes?
A potato scrubber. What does it look like?
It looks like a potato. Even I know what the potato scrubber looks like in your house and where it's kept.
I know what a potato scrubber looks like.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Oh. You can teach my brother a thing. And he wanted the regular salad tonight. Yeah. He made a salad with avocados and like a...
He's like, I want regular salad. He's like, what do you mean? This is regular salad. I know what he meant, but did you know and you were just trying to
No, I had no... Okay. Like, regular salad. Like, do you want it without the lettuce and vegetables? Would you like some air?
And he's like, no, I don't like that salad sauce. I was like, it's all dressing.
The salad sauce.
I kept fucking up and calling it sauce, too, because I was working on it.
Well, my brother was saying, I don't want the salad sauce.
I think you're saying just sauce, but it's funny when you
get me
salad
my
sauce.
Tool yeah. CD.
Why are you so bitter about that?
Because he was being such a jerk about it. Yeah, he was like, can I give you money now? And like, for what, Dan? I was like, for my tool CD. I'm like, I said that we weren't going to visit Stacey at work. And he goes,
that was my plan.
Yeah. We were going to the Meadowlands and we didn't think that we'd be done with the Meadowlands.
Yeah, you notified me.
So, anyways. So he's like, well, where are you going? We're like, the Meadowlands. He's like, well, there's places up there where you can get me my tool CD. And I was just like, actually, we're going to the other side of the plaza and we're looking for clothes. We're not going CD shopping for you. And he was like, well, you can still get it. I'm like, Dale, we have an hour, so no. And then we ended up getting it for him because my mom is too nice. And I'm bitter.
Why doesn't he just walk himself down to the record store?
Because he's lazy. He can't even walk himself downtown to a piano lesson.
I know!
What? He takes piano lessons at the conservatory on King Street, and I have to drive him.
Why do you have to drive him?
I feel like he has to carry the piano with him or anything.
I know. Daniel, if you're listening, grow up.
Let's not tell me about this.
There's so many people we can't tell this.
Whatever.
We need to keep a list.
If they listen to it, then they're hearing the truth.
We're making a list.
My parents can't listen to it either.
Neither can mine.
Neither can mine. Oh,
people who can't hear
my now ex-boyfriend Colin.
Colin can't hear it.
No.
Neither can any of our parents.
No. Parents, no. Parents x3 plus one for me because I have an extra one.
Yes. Parents in general.
There's someone else that I talked about I made fun of.
We're
good. We've got like another couple minutes. We've got like another 2 minutes or so.
Okay.
We're fine.
Alright, we're fine.
Miss Loveless.
I talked about her in one of the first podcasts.
Yeah, you called her a slut.
Alright.
Which I don't. Oh, and Mr. Seiler.
You mean Mr. Loveless now.
Oh, yeah. You know what? He should take her name.
Mr. and Mrs. Loveless, how you doing?
How are ya?
How's it going?
Holly Dearcy was telling me about how she didn't like Miss... Can't talk about her now either.
Don't say last names!
So she was talking about how she didn't like Mrs. Loveless, and I was like, ha, that's kind of ironic, because her name is Miss Loveless, and you don't like her.
But Holly loved Miss Loveless.
when she followed me home for lunch that day. She didn't.
She followed you home for lunch?
Wait,
when was this?
It was like in grade 9. I'm going to tell it really quickly because we have like not a lot of time. Okay, actually, yeah. So she followed me home and invited herself in. It's pretty much the gist of the story. It's pretty much all I have time for because...
Okay, look at the number of seconds.
Anyway, okay, so anyways. So I was walking home...
No, but you gave us the gist of it.
Okay, so now I don't need to tell anyone the story. You are all spared of my amazing storytelling skill.
Nodge. Okay, so... I have a confession to make.
Mm-hmm. What?
I signed up on OkCupid.com.
I have already been signed up for months.
The quizzes are so cool.
I like to do the quizzes.
Somebody instant messaged me. I was online for like, but I didn't know how to answer it. Plus, the username was really sketchy. It was like hung 123 or something. I was like, no thanks.
See, I was only on it to do the quizzes, but then I was really bored one day, so I made out a profile for myself and put on a picture.
Yeah, I did that too.
Nerds
know.
With lots of computers.
Yeah. we're down to about 10 seconds. No. Yeah, now we have to wind down. Okay, so I'm gonna wind down with the rest for a little bit of... Never mind.
Bye.
Bye.